Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Good morning, my friends. I would like to encourage you not to accept mediocrity in your life, your business, your team. Now, mediocrity is different from imperfection. Imperfection happens and imperfection is okay, but mediocrity is a cancer in any organization. Mediocrity is not trying. Mediocrity is not caring. Mediocrity is identifying as, it's just a job, or, it's just something needs to get done. If it just needs to get done, hire someone else to do it, or find someone to do it who's excited about it. Yeah, you're not going to be excited about everything you do, but do not allow the spirit of mediocrity to infect your mind or your organization. This is especially true in organizations of multiple people. There are always going to be hard workers, committed people, and there's always going to be mediocre people. People who are just there for a paycheck, people who are just toeing the line. Now, there may be some businesses where everyone's basically mediocre, and maybe that's okay. But if you want your business to be excellent, if you want great things to happen, if you have excellent employees and want to keep them, then you need to make sure you do not accept mediocrity, because here's what happens when you have mediocre people on your team. They will drop the ball. They will shirk their work. And guess who's got to pick it up? The excellent people. The ones who can't stand to see things not done right. And they're going to work harder and harder and harder, and then they're going to become resentful because they are carrying the losers. The winners don't carry the losers for long. They do it as long as they're on the team and then realize this isn't the team for me. I'm tired of carrying the mediocrity and not getting credit for it. Because, of course, we win and lose as a team, right? So the winners are going to leave. They're going to go find teams of winners to join, and you're going to be left with mediocre people and mediocre leaders and a mediocre company and probably ultimately failure. So if you want excellence, demand excellence. Do not accept mediocrity. Do not accept laziness. If you have great people on your team and you have people who are just phoning it in, replace them. It is better to have a team that is short one or two people than to have a team with people who are just sort of zombie workers. They're there, they fill a seat, but they're not getting it done, and the great people on your team have to make up for them. That is no way to run a team. So do not accept mediocrity. Strive for excellence. Now, you may have a team that's all mediocre people. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different thing. You can't get rid of all of them, but you can at least drive for excellence. If excellence is what you want, maybe you don't want excellence. Maybe mediocrity is fine. Maybe you're running a mediocre business for mediocre results and mediocre people. Okay. Why are you listening to this podcast? If you're listening to me because you want to get better, because you want to share your greatness, strive for excellence. Surround yourself with excellence. Lead to excellence. And do not suffer mediocrity in your organization. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.